You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. I'd like to help you touch it, so really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Well, this is Dave Hodges, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're here for a total of 3 hours. We never get preempted by the NFL. And I have to wonder, based on our discussion with Vicki Davis, and thanks to Vicki for joining us, excuse me, but I have to wonder, when is America going to be a no-go zone? We're almost there. But you know what? We're going to try to help with that. We're going to bring on a guest this hour. We're going to navigate our way down some of these paths and branch out from there, because we are the show, the Common Sense Show, that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And on that note, let's bring in my good friend, Paul Martin of RevolutionRadio.org. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dave. Good job.
Well, it's great to have you here. And we've got Katie Whalen, our health reporter. And we're going to use Katie's question as a starting point for our discussion with Paul. We're going to cover a lot of things. But, Katie, go ahead.
Yeah, I had sent you an article from a site, and it was about the Swedes. The local Swedes are so fed up with these camps, the refugee camps, that they're actually burning them down. It says, the article says, one could say that someone in Sweden is mad as hell and bringing fire and brimstone to these facilities being used to house refugees. And I don't blame them, because my thinking is our politicians aren't listening to us. And we're not paying attention. We're not being fed the right information from the media. And at some point, that's going to happen here. And when that happens here, what are they going to do? Our politicians aren't listening to us. We're going to take it in our own hands, and we're going to say enough is enough. And then what happens? Then they call out the military. That's where I left it. What do you guys think?
Paul?
Well, it's inevitable. I mean, everybody and their dog that's, you know, got above room temperature IQ actually knows the dollar's done, the petrodollar's done, where any day, according to Paul Craig Roberts, any day the Western banking empire can collapse. They know that. I've known as long as 4 years from one of my military sources that they were planning for massive civil unrest. It's inevitable. I mean, the destruction that they're doing, especially now into Germany and Sweden and into Europe, that's all by design. They want to tear that place up and rebuild it like they want it. They don't care how many Muslims kill how many Germans. Merkel sure does it. She's East German Stasi. She has no view of human life at all. None of those people do. So everything's set for destruction for Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, the United States. And that's not just a guess. That's a fact from my sources. We're one or two minutes from midnight right now. If we make it to Christmas, it'll be a miracle.
Yeah, Paul, let me interject real quick. We're not 5x5 with you. We're about 2x2.5. So maybe you can reorient a little bit. And see if
okay.
We can get a little. See, okay, oh, much better, much better, much better.
Okay.
So there's a, you said a mouthful there, and boy, I'm getting a lot of echo back on return too. So note to command control, maybe we can cure that echo real quick. Anyway, Paul, you're absolutely right. we are on borrowed time. I said that in an ad segment when I was talking about Renaissance Precious Metals and also foodforliberty.com and why people need to be prepared, and there's no question. So when Katie talks about the fact that we're going to have this massive unrest as a result of this invasion, excuse me, that could result in martial law, I totally agree.
Well, my ex-co said 6 months ago, he said, martial law is locked and cocked. I'm just waiting for my red phone to go off. But for some of the people that might not have heard, I've got a source, and another good friend has got a source at Joint Special Operations Command Tampa that they're saying both the same thing. These guys do not know each other. But the plan as it stands now, I mean, battlefields are very fluid, can change, but what they're planning on doing is ringing these cities off, these big cities, nobody in, nobody out. They're just going to let them grind it out in the middle and wait 6 months and go in and mop up. And both military sources say that exact same timeline, 6 months. So, I mean, they're way ahead of us, Dave.
Dave, doesn't this bring into Jade Helm into focus more? We were wondering what was the trigger. Couldn't this be the trigger for Jade Helm?
I think there's no question. Jade Helm was undeniably about martial law and dissident extraction, but also the pure volume and the strategic relocation of all these assets around the country was clearly about some kind of war effort as well. So I think we're seeing forces prepared for the implementation of martial law. And boy, that could be ugly. Katie and Paul, that could be really ugly, mm-hmm. because not only once credit stops, food stops moving, and your just-in-time deliveries are over. And as a consequence, you got about 3 days, maybe less, probably 2 to 3 days of food left in the grocery stores. And according to FEMA and the statistics we've quoted here many, many times on this show, FEMA says we have an average of about 72 hours worth of resources. So certainly by the fourth day, you're going to have marauding hordes of people going door to door to get what they don't have in their own home so they can feed themselves and their children. It's going to get ugly. And on top of that, you could have a secular civil war right inside each urban area if you have these massive compounds of refugee resettlement people. And they aren't certainly going to be well stocked. They're not going to have foodforliberty.com/Hodges 2 years worth of food. They're going to be on the streets. And they're going to be on the streets en masse. I mean, our cities could be hell on wheels. I mean, this really could be hell on earth. Paul, reaction to that?
Oh, it absolutely is going to be. I mean, if you remember the Argentina collapse, I believe it was 2001. I mean, they had a burgeoning middle class. The currency was falling so far that fast.
Paul, try to reorient again, Paul. Paul, okay. Try to reorient again. Your signal's coming in really weak.
Okay, well, this is usually a good sell area.
There you go, right there. You got it now.
Okay. The 2001 collapse in Argentina, huge middle class. Their currency was falling so fast they were paying people by the hour. And then when that finally collapsed fully, the middle class were out in the country. I mean, they were actually stopping cattle trucks, pulling cattle off of the trucks, killing them, and eating the flesh off the roadside. So, and that's recent history. So, I mean, they're planning here that the source out of Joint Special Operations Command was said in his snail mail that they were fearing greatly for the American farmer and out in the country when these people in the cities get out. You know, these are family farms with, you know, mom and dad and a couple of kids, and, you know, 40, 50 people show up. These farmers are toast. So the pump is primed. The history is there for the monetary class that we're seeing now. And everybody, John Williams, Shadow Stats, all the news at King World News, stuff that I put up on my website. Draghi was out today. The European Central Banker was saying, well, looks like QE didn't work for Europe. And, I mean, you figure an economic collapse with all these Muslims, Somalians, and Africans that are raping the heck out of everybody over there, you're talking about a complete collapse of the Eurozone. And I believe in areas here that will happen, too.
Well, and if I might add, too, you know, with all the food storage people have been collecting, I've always thought of, and I've talked to people who've always thought of, okay, well, a small percentage of the population are actively prepping for food, and just with a normal American population, it's going to be chaos. But you add tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of new mouths, then you have a nightmare beyond what just prepping and the normal problems that that would come from that. This is crazy stuff.
Well, not only will you have... Go ahead, Paul.
No, I said they welcome that, Dave. They don't... Guys, they don't need us anymore. They don't care if 90% of the country goes.
Right.
They welcome.
Where have we heard that number before?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be ugly. Really ugly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, John Morton called me in 2008 after the Lehman collapse, and he said, well, Marine, we just got one more job. I said, what's that, John? He goes, save as many lives as we can. I mean, we knew where this was heading. I mean, we didn't have any idea at that time about QE, QE 1, 2, 3, 4, QE infinity, and all this other stuff that wasn't going to work. We didn't have a timeline in 2008. We knew exactly where this was going. And there's no escape from it. I mean, we're draining down the toilet right here, right now as we speak.
You know, I wonder if this was planned a while back or if this was, hey, things aren't happening fast enough. You know, this collapse isn't happening fast enough. Or we need a trigger for the collapse. It just, where did these refugees come from? Just all of a sudden, the buzzword now is refugees. What? I mean, are people waking up by hope to this? This is crazy. Where are these people then?
It's not crazy at all. I mean, this is they're just throwing more poison in the well. They want this to happen. My question is,
where have these people been? I realize there's chaos. Yeah, I guess that, well, now I'm going back thinking, okay, create even more chaos in the Middle East, then we create a refugee problem. But there's always been refugees. But now it's crazy. They're going all over. They're going to Australia, the United States, Canada. They're flying them in. That's the thing that drives me batty is they're actually paying them to come over here.
Katie, do you think they actually are making them go through TSA and body scans and feel-up procedures?
What do you think, Dave? No.
I think it's just like the vaccine situation. Rules for thee, but not for me.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. No, they probably are flying on private carriers or chartered flights. We are being overrun intentionally under our noses. So we got to get the word out. What are we going to do about this?
Well, I don't think there's enough time to get out and wake up the sheep. I mean, I talk to so many people that just have the deer in the headlight looks, you know, and then just walk off. You know, they don't have any idea what's actually going on. But I mean, all you got to do, this isn't very, very hard. All you got to do is put yourself in the chair of the evil satanic overlord. And you're sitting on the most heavily armed population in the history of the world. What are you going to do? Well, if I was that guy, I'd either A, I would shut off the power, or B, I would release a really good bioweapon, which they can do from the air. We have no idea what's in all this technology in the air. They can be planting us with everything, and then just spray a trigger. We have no idea. But my East Coast source said a year and a half ago, he said, bioweapon is a weapon of choice they're going to use on us. And so with all this nanotechnology, and they've just been chemtrailing the death out of us out here in Colorado, we don't know what we've got in our bodies. We have no idea. But when my source said bioweapon's a weapon of choice they're going to use on, I mean, that's from high up of the food chain as I could get.
Well, Paul, you know about my old FEMA friend who bugged out, 34 months ago now, And I knew the whole family, and I won't go through the whole history of it. But his specialty when he was in FEMA, before he retired, was counter-bioterrorism. And he told me exactly what you're telling me. He told me that we have such exotic bioweapons the rest of the world has no clue what we have. And I asked him, I said, well, do you think it could be turned loose on the people of the United States in a false flag action? And his wife spoke up and answered the question. She goes, without question, and when they do it, they're going to take the grid down. And they told me this at a time when the TV show Revolution was just getting started. And if you guys remember that show, the grid was down, and society really kind of de-evolved back to about 1870, and there was massive death and chaos. Well, this is what they also described, but we're going to have bioweapons on top of it, at least according to my old FEMA source. And he relocated to the southeast with like-minded people in a self-created subterranean community where they have their own air, their own water, their own, you know, everything, and they're armed to the teeth. Well, this is something someone I know personally. That's why it's hard not to take this stuff seriously. And did you guys see where Mike Adams came out last week and called for an imminent false flag? He said it's on the way.
Absolutely. That had to do with the grid.
Yeah. Grid down. Let's talk about...
Some of the listeners may not remember, I got invited to a birthday party, which I'm not really big on parties, but this guy wanted me to come to meet someone, and so he introduced me. This guy was an IT professional that was a contractor for the U.S. Army. So we, you know, talked a while and told him what I did, website and talk radio and all that stuff. And so about 45 minutes later, he kind of pulled me over to the side, and this guy was livid. He said all the software in the grid is all Chinese, and it's all got back doors. He said the Chinese shut the grid down anytime they want to. So, we've got coasts on, Russian submarines on both coasts, 25 missiles each with four multiple warheads per missile. They just got to launch one of those over Kansas, and it's done. But unlike you, I don't think the Chinese want this thing completely destroyed, but they can shut down the Chinese could shut down the grid and for, you know, massive death and just come in and mop up with the guys and just take the country by storm. We don't know, but I know for a fact that, you know, like I said, all this software in the whole grid is all Chinese. It's all got back doors. So you really don't need a bioweapon, in my opinion. You get the same thing. How many people are in hospitals? How many people are on... all these pills are not going to get in the just-time delivery system. The food, all I got to do is, you know, head up to Switzerland or their favorite place and play cards and wait a few months and just come and just walk in. And the infrastructure's still there.
Well, you know, Paul, it's no secret. I've written about it. An increasing number of the elite are disappearing. And where are they going? Well, they only got one place to go, and that's to dumb, deep underground military bunkers. So I think, the answer to your question.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they didn't spend all that money for nothing. But, you know, I think God will have a remnant. I mean, will these guys be able to pull this deal off? I don't know. I think God might have something to say about it, but I do believe that, my good friend Ed Petrosky out in Kansas, you know, talked to him about 3 or 4 months ago, and he said, Paul, do you think God's going to let us kill 600 million of his babies and just walk off? And I go, no, Ed, I don't. But yeah, we don't, I mean, there's so many things in play right now, we don't know what's going to happen. But what we do know that we have to take care of ourselves. My FEMA source 2 years ago, as in the health end of FEMA, and he said, you guys are on your own. He said, we're not preparing to take care of the American people. We're here only for the status quo and to take care of the government officials. That's all we're doing. And he said, was saying at that time, he said, they were piling massive amounts of food underground in Nebraska, Wyoming, and Colorado. He said, I haven't been to the facilities, but he said, I do know where they are. So,
hey, hey, Paul, tell that story. Tell that story again real quick, where you were told about a guy on his land, and we got about a minute and a half, and he encountered feds on his land.
Yeah, I'm still working on that one. Somebody got somebody spooked. A gentleman I know was telling me about a young man that had inherited a large tract of land out in eastern Colorado, and he'd had it for about 5 years and had never drove it. And so here a couple of months ago, he thought, well, you know, take the grand tour. I mean, it's a really large tract of land. And he came across railroad tracks, and the tracks led up to a bluff. And on the bluff were these big, gigantic black steel doors. And he went, what in the heck is that? And these were brand new tracks, by the way, heading east. So he went up to the doors and was kind of creaking on one to look inside, and he got his head in there, and he described it as best way he could, as it looked like a giant oven to him. And about 30 seconds later, after he was squeaking those doors, four black Suburbans came out, and this is flat country. I'm talking eastern, you know, Colorado's pretty flat. And four black Suburbans came out. Everybody had M16s. The lead vehicle, the guy that gate out, came out, said, sir, you have to leave. This is U.S. government property. And the guy says, I'm not going anywhere. This is my property. He held his phone up. He said, I've got all the coordinates for this whole property on my phone. And the guy said, I don't care. This is government property. You're going to have to leave. So he kept arguing with the guy. And finally, one of the guys holding up an M16 let the bullet fly home. And he thought, well, I better go do something else. And I've got a cutout between him, between me and him, and I've tried desperately to get a hold of this person, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to stay on this one. But yeah, this is big. But every like I said, everything was new. The tracks were new, doors were new, and it was an excellent place because it's literally out in the middle of nowhere. And he said it was the only, you know, really tall bluff in the area. So they picked a really good spot for whatever's out there. But I'm still working on it.
So it's incredible that this could happen on someone's land. Oh, wait a minute now. I didn't have anyone pull a gun on me, but it seems to me that some people tried to kick me off my land about 12 years ago and that of my neighbors. We're going into break, and we come out. We'll continue with Conspiracy Central, but unfortunately, it's Conspiracy Fact. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Now more than ever before, it's important for people of faith, people to come together, people to share their views, their fears, their hopes, their desires, and most of all, their community sense that they have with each other under the Spirit of Jesus. And I want to tell you about a conference that's going to happen in March. It's going to sell out. I wouldn't have to talk about this on my show for this to sell out. This conference is going to sell out. The conference is called Hear the Watchman Conference 2016. It's going to take place in Dallas, Texas. I got cousins in Dallas. Lot to do there, lots of fun. This conference is going to take place on Friday, March 18th, and go through Sunday, March 20th. The website that you can go and register to attend, also see what it's all about, is hearthewatchman.com. That's www.hearthewatchman.com. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what's going to go on there. The presenters, the MCs, are our good friends, Doug and Joe Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report. So our friends Jeannie and Mike are putting this together, have spared at no expense in bringing in some of the top guests. Dr. Ted Brower, Nathan Leal, Pastor David Langford, Coach Dave. It's incredible the amount of people they're bringing in who are at the cutting edge of fighting against this tyranny that we talk about every week, but do so in a faith-based manner. The Watchman Conference is going to be unique. The daytime presenters will examine and inform attendees on the state of the world, the state of the church, and the remnant body of believers. And you can better believe there will not be any clergy response team members allowed. I could go on about the entire agenda, but it's on the website, heartthewatchman.com. You need to go there. You need to sign up, and you better do it quickly because this is going to sell out. And yours truly is looking at his schedule to see if I can't manage to get there as well, too. And a lot of you know I'm stretched in a million different directions, but if at all possible, I'm going to do my best to be there because I know I need to share fellowship with my good friends that are going to be there and with people from our listening audience. I'd be looking forward to meeting all of you that come. I really am going to do my best to be there. It's such a dramatic event. And I don't think there's anything like it planned right now. I'm hoping we make it to March. God willing, I think we will. But again, you want to go to the website, heartthewatchman.com. I also want to tell you about my good friend Bob Griswold and what he has available for you at readymaderesources.com. He's got a whole plethora of product line that you need for your survival needs. He sells Berkey water filters on the cheap, shower filters. We don't talk a lot about hygiene, you know, in terms of survival needs, but spend some time with someone for about a week or a month and they're not practicing good hygiene, it won't be too pleasant of an experience. Also, he has well buckets, portable power generators, hydroelectric ponds. He's got solar panels. He's got portable solar panels. You can roll around on wheels and really just take it with you. It works right off the sun. It'll work anywhere that you're at. And, of course, my favorite is Bob Griswold has night vision goggles. Night vision goggles are for people who want to help ensure their safety at night. If the bad guy has them and you don't, he's going to win, you're going to lose. That's readymaderesources.com, 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. And I would add one caveat to Bob's products is our food line at foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Our goal is to have every American have 2 years of storable food, storable water. Again, that's foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, our special guest is Paul Martin, and helping me facilitate this interview is our health reporter, Katie Whalen, and you'll be hearing from Katie in the next hour on critical health issues. Also, at the bottom of the hour, in the third hour, we will have my friend Jim White. And Jim White will be talking to us the latest on the Red List news. And we've also got some program developments and announcements. Well, Paul, you have really raised my level of concern because let me lay the stage and we'll explore this a little further. Jade Helm is positioned to encircle cities, cut off interstates. And by the way, this has been a plan under the continuity of government since President Eisenhower. This is not new stuff. So let me stress to people, there's decades of research behind this, but now they've managed to allocate the resources and move them around the country. So inside some urban areas, you're going to have unresourced people, EBT cards that no longer work people. You're going to have them preying on everybody else. And you also can have in some of your cities these urban refugees acting as an army, an enclave of an army, seeking resources when products are no longer shipping. And Paul, I'm going to go bizarre on you. How long would it take for this whole scenario to turn into mass starvation and people resort to cannibalism?
Well, the science behind it, there's a research paper somewhere buried in my website, but the actual scientific research behind this is 7 to 10 days before they go cannibalistic, totally without food.
Okay, Paul, try to reorient just a little bit again, okay?
Okay.
There you go, that's better.
Okay, yeah.
Keep that antenna right there.
Yeah, 7 to 10 days and without any food at all, then you've got cannibalism. Hey, Dave, I'm sorry to do this. I've got something come up. You know how life is. I've got an emergency that I'm going to have to take care of.
Okay, well, I hope no one's breaking into your store, my friend. But, hey, thanks for joining us.
We'll try to get back next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Paul.
Right,
thanks for joining us. Yeah, his audio was all over the place, too. And certainly we have him back. We'll make sure we've got him in a good, good location where we can hear him 5x5. Let me bring back in Katie. Katie?
I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for anyone who couldn't hear that, he was saying his sources said 7 to 10 days before there was complete breakdown. Not encouraging news, to say the least.
Well, it isn't encouraging news, but the bottom line is, Katie, with all this, is we're not in control. And clearly, I feel this country's being set up. You can't have this kind of massive immigration from known terrorist areas. And even if that's only 10% of the population, and something I didn't get to ask Vicky, my State Department source, and I've come across another writer who says the same thing. Did you hear, Katie, that there are 200,000 Muslims headed to Michigan by order of Obama?
I've been reading all kinds of articles. I didn't read that exact number, but it wouldn't surprise me. I did see a map today. I don't remember the website. I saw a relocation map, and it was Washington State, massive amounts. Washington State, California, Texas. They seem to be leaving the Midwest alone, Utah, Colorado, Missouri, but then you've got Texas, and then all the way up the coast, along the Great Lakes. It's almost as if they've encircled the country and they're going to come from the borders in. That's exactly what it looked like to me.
So where did you see this map at? Can you source it?
I don't remember. I'd have to send it to you later. I was on so many websites, I can't even remember. I will try and get that to you. But it did look like they were trying to encircle the U.S., and then at some point move inland, because it was all the border states. And like I said, the Midwest, I mean, Montana, the Dakotas, Colorado, all those states, all the way to Indiana were just blank. But it was all states all the way around, except for the Canadian border was wide open. There were no resettlement states on the Canadian border except the Great Lakes area. So, and you know, Dave, where are they getting the money to come here? You know, I was talking about that couple of families I saw at the health club. 4 or 5 people in a family, minimum $70 a month, maybe $100 a month. Where are they getting the money for this? And they didn't look like they had the money. And I'm watching many, many families coming in and taking the tour. Where are they coming from? Where are they getting the money? Are they given these EBT cards and free rent and cars and jobs as taxi drivers? I've seen a lot of new taxis coming out. Are they giving them memberships? It's almost as if they're paying them to come here and live the high life. And I'm looking around thinking, wait a minute, I'm working my tail off to pay for these things. And these people they don't even look blue collar to me. So we are being set up and no one's paying attention. And there's this pressure to be cordial. And I understand that unless somebody violates me, I have no reason to put up a stink about anything. But that's the deception of this. It's a quiet, soft net. And when they yank that cord, it's all over.
Do you know that The Simpsons, and I think the year was 2006, you know that intellectual gifted family, The Simpsons, that's on TV?
I don't watch The Simpsons.
I don't either, but someone said, but they're kind of on the cutting edge. I mean, they predicted 9/11. But anyway, mm-hmm. The Simpsons had an episode about 10 years ago. And this is incredible. It's almost like for our time. It says what the future holds for America. And on this one episode, I've got it on my website on the front page. If you go in and look at it here, and let me source the title here. Bear with me a second here. The title is The Muslim Invasion of Europe is Picking Up Where Hitler Left Off. And I'll explain the last part of that in just a moment. But here it says, on this episode that's nearly a decade old, it says, what the future holds for America, this episode of The Simpsons predicted a pole shift, Sharia law in the United States, Prince Harry bringing back beheadings, and Revelation 13:17, which entails the beast system, cashless society. And that was on The Simpsons.
10 years ago?
I want to say it was 2006. I'm in the ballpark. But it wasn't like this year, last year, where you could reasonably tie this into people's hysteria and current events. No, this was some time ago where we weren't even talking about this stuff, and it was not on the radar. And it makes you wonder about predictive programming. Well, I mentioned the title of this article, Katie. And it says, the Muslim invasion of Europe is picking up where Hitler left off. And I put two maps up there. One was the maximum expansion of the Nazi empire along with its allies and the present Muslim immigration invasion. And when you lay the map side by side, it's stunning how similar they are. In fact, this recent invasion's gone beyond what Hitler did. And so I say, make no mistake about it, this is an invasion. I've got a picture up there of 2,200 immigrants arrive in Munich. No women, no children.
Right.
I guess only, as I said to Vicki Davis in the last hour, only men flee war zones. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And again, there's another picture I have in Munich where you see scores of refugees. And you don't see one woman or one child. You have to wonder, what the heck are they running from? Or what are they running to? And this is why I'm worried about fifth column terrorism. Because if you only have 10% of these people being radicalized, that's one heck of a underground terrorist organization that could bring societal chaos, the need for martial law, and the rest, as they say, would be history.
And then Think of the sporadic attacks they've had in Europe over the last couple of years. You know, the IKEA attack, where the guy went in and beheaded a woman and her son, or there's just random things going on over there. You multiply that. That's just in one country. I think that was in Sweden or Norway. You multiply that in the United States with the number of people that we have, and the dense populations, and the carefree attitude. I mean, we just get on the highway and drive to work. We're not thinking of roadside bombs, IEDs. We're not thinking of, like in Israel, backpacks sitting next to a doorway that could go off. We're just not psychologically prepared for this. And it wouldn't take a large number of radicals to do this in this country, to absolutely set off complete panic wherever you're afraid to go down to the shopping mall or the grocery store or drive down the street. This could happen it would be like a 9/11. It could happen in hours, a matter of hours.
Yes. Well, Katie, I've done some research and I've written extensive articles with dramatic documentation on the following, which I'm going to present. People can go to the search engine at the Common Sense Show and search this. But in the same article, I kind of rehashed in a very brief way something that should shock every American. The Muslim Brotherhood, to some extent, has infiltrated the Obama administration. Now, I can hear people on the fringe, this broadcast, saying, oh, Dave, there you go again. More fear-mongering, conspiracy theory. Really? Well, go into the search engine. Put that in the search engine and look at the massive amount of documentation you come up with. And while we're at it, I'll just throw a few names out here with people who work for the State Department. They work in top-level positions of DHS and FEMA. Here are these names. Arif Alakhan, Mohammed Elabari, Rashad Hussein, Salim al-Maradi, Imam Mohammed Maghdid, and my favorite, he has a high-level position in DHS, Ibu Patel. How does this happen? What happened to the day when the FBI vetted political appointees for their suitability to hold their position? Oh, and by the way, your president did not go through the normal FBI 5-point screening program that every presidential candidate does. I have FBI people on the record. Again, you can go to the search engine where they say, no, we did not vet this president according to our five-point plan. Why? Because we don't know who the hell he is.
Mm-hmm.
Who was his high school basketball coach? Who was his English teacher? Who did he take to prom? Who did he hang out with? Who were his boyhood friends? Did he play a musical instrument? Was he in the choir? Was he in the debate club? How about one of his teachers talking about him? Or do we get a CIA made-up family? And I wrote an article to that effect. Yeah, you probably saw that, Katie. I wrote an article to that effect, too. We have no idea who this guy is. None. We have no clue who this president is and where he came from.
We don't. And we, those in the alternative media, knew this in 2006 and into 2007. And I have to say, even people like Sean Hannity was screaming this, but nobody would listen. And then I guess somebody got to Fox, because they're still pretty quiet about it. But we knew all this. There was sort of just enough information out there to make it look like he was legitimate, but no, nothing was ever really looked into. And then the people that did go to school with him, from high school to college, I think I just read there was some sort of reunion at his, was it Columbia or Harvard? No, the Harvard law school. And no, it was Columbia. And nobody in the class remembered him. No one in his graduating class remembered him. No one.
You know who his Soviet studies professor was?
Yes, the guy down in... didn't he have a beer summit with him? What was his name?
Yeah, a lot of summits with him. This guy's had a lot of summits with presidents. His name is Zbigniew Brzezinski,
yes.
Who was Carter's national security advisor. And he's been advisor to most presidents.
Right.
I mean, he's kind of the modern-day Henry Kissinger. And Henry's still around, too, but... Yeah, that was his, interestingly enough, listen to my words here, Soviet studies professor.
You know, I'll tell you something, Dave.
Soviet studies.
Soviet studies. I think it was about eight years ago, right before the election, there was a partner, and I can't remember his name. He's a partner of Frank Gaffney, and he worked with him at the Center for Security Policy. And he was ex-FBI, ex-Secret Service. And I'm trying to research his name. I can't find it. But he was speaking all around the country. And he came to Denver, and I heard him speak. And this was in 2008. Very passionate man. And he spoke at a church. And he was trying to wake people up, telling them that the Muslim Brotherhood was in the... This was during Bush, too. They were making their way into all the government agencies. And he was very passionate about it, almost to the point... I mean, this guy was, you know, Secret Service, FBI, big, tough guy. And he was almost in tears because he was saying, I'll be darned... He didn't say darned. I'll be damned if my daughter is going to be under Sharia law and wearing a hijab. And he meant this. And people were listening, but they couldn't believe it. Some of them did. So now that I feel like it's too late, but there were people out there. Frank Gaffney's been out there pounding the gavel on this. Pamela Geller's been pounding the gavel on this. And now, unfortunately, their words are coming to fruition. And many of us are still, not me and not this audience, but many are still in a daze and they can't put it together. But to us, I feel like throwing my hands up going, we've known this. Why? What's the big surprise?
You have, yes. I have, the Hagmans have, our close friends have, but most did. This man served, 4 years of a six-year Senate term? He served 2 years as a state senator. And where did he have his political career launched from? The living room of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And who are they? Communists that led the Weathermen Underground in the late 1960s. Mm-hmm. Both convicted felons. That is who launched President Obama's political career. It's not like, gee, we think this is true. We have pictures, we have documentation. Speaking of the Muslim Brotherhood, let's talk about the president's half-brother, Malik Obama and put his name into my search engine, you'll find so much documentation. Who is the president's half-brother? Who, by the way, lived with the president in Hawaii and then over in Malaysia. And when they were in Malaysia, Mommy Ann Dunham worked for Tim Geithner's father in the Ford Foundation, which is a known CIA, MKUltra, PSYOPs organization. And what does Malik do? Well, he goes to Middle East, and Barack goes to the White House. And what does Malik do? Well, he's the head of arms procurement and finance for the Muslim Brotherhood. That's his half-brother. So where is this speech? Dear America, I know some of you may have concern about a blood relative. I have my half-brother Malik Obama and his terrorist connections to that known terrorist group started by the Nazis called the Muslim Brotherhood. But I disavow his actions. I am here to support and keep Americans safe against people like my half-brother. So I disavow his actions. I may love him because he's my half-brother, but I despise his actions. Where's that speech been?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we as depressing as this sounds, we've been a captured operation for a long time because this didn't just happen. This has been planned and paid for. I mean, I'm looking even at the schools in California. Well, not just California, all over the country. They're teaching Islamic law to grade schools. They're making kids have Islamic Day where they wear the dress and they have a halal day. These are the money that's coming in is from Saudi Arabia. It's the money coming in to re-educate our kids. It's also the money paying off our politicians. It's also the money paying off the media. What is it? Was it Al-Waleed, the one who tried to slip a $10 million check to Rudy Giuliani? He owned 47% of the share of Fox until just recently. It's not rocket science. It's all there, Dave.
I know. Let me remind you of this quote, Katie, and I'm sure many of the listening audience will recall this. Back in 2010, in fact, I've published this photo in an article this week. The photo basically showed Medvedev and the Russian president at the time, and Obama, and there was an open mic, and Obama leaned over to him, not knowing this was going to go out, and said, "Tell Vladimir I will have more flexibility after the next election." And this was directly about compromising of missile defense security in Europe under NATO. This is abject treason. And yet this man remains in the White House.
It's the media. And what about the interview with Stephanopoulos where he was saying, George was asking him about John McCain challenging his faith, and he said he called it his Muslim faith. And George had to correct him and say, "You mean your Christian faith." What part of... Wow. I don't even know how to word this. What is the matter with the American people that they're not putting this together and saying, "Wait a minute, you didn't hear an interview with George Bush mixing up his faith when he was talking about his Christian faith? Why does this guy get away with it?" There's this delusion. Everybody's been drinking Kool-Aid. I don't know what it is, but now we're seeing the fruit of all that ignorance. And it's pretty darn scary, actually. My answer to this is draw closer to the Lord, because really this is all we have, because it's going to get ugly.
Listen to this. This is in from Sweden and Germany, two of Europe's richest nations. The people there are frightened of what's going on with immigration. They're seeking to obtain a gun along with ammunition in Germany, Great Britain, Denmark, and the Netherlands, and it is happening at record pace. Of course, the existing government regimes are resisting at every turn. In Germany, for example, they are using a psychological exam to qualify people for gun ownership. Well, that sounds just like a chapter out of Obama's proposals.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he tried to do this and is doing it to the veterans. But these Obama gun restriction that things that we've heard about are actually going in Europe. But the people are trying to arm themselves to the teeth because they fear the people coming into their country. They're arming to the teeth.
Isn't that sad?
And for good
reason. I'm telling you, people, don't give up your guns under any circumstances, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't give up your guns. I don't care what the reasoning is. Thank God we still have the guns, and that's what drives them crazy.
Katie, let me say this. There was 19 genocides in the 20th century, according to the University of Hawaii Democide Project, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. So your point is well taken, and I will tell you that when there's enough chaos that they create with this social unrest caused by immigration, I mean, I have a video in southern Italy of West African immigrants tearing apart this Italian community, and I wrote it as a headline, Southern Italy Today, Dearborn, Michigan Tomorrow. And there's no question that what's happening in Europe, and that chaos is coming here. You heard Vicky talk about it, and we do need to make a stand. We absolutely made make a stand at this.
We do, and they're marking their territory. I think it was in Los Angeles. They actually had one of those massive street prayers. They blocked off a street, took up the entire street, and put down their mats. They did that. They've been doing that over in Europe. You know, they shut down traffic and shut down commerce. They're starting that over here. I just don't know if that's going to fly in places like Texas and Colorado and Arizona and Missouri. I don't know if that's going to fly, but there's going to be one heck of a fight.
There really is. Well, we're coming up on our end of the hour, our top of the hour break, I should say, in which we'll go into hour number three. And you've been listening to the melodious voice of former TV star, news personality, Katie Whalen. And you're going to hear it again on the other side of the break as she brings us the health report. And also at the bottom of the hour, my good friend James White is going to be bringing us the latest in the Red List news and a whole bunch of announcements about what he and I are getting into, which is really nothing but trouble. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side in hour number three.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.